Good morning and welcome to the East Tennessee Report, a public affairs program of the Journal Broadcast Group. My name is Frank Murphy. This morning, we're delighted to have Robert O'Neill on the phone, who is the special guest speaker at the Best of Blunt Awards coming up Thursday, November 6th. It's going to be an amazing night with an awards ceremony for the chamber members and then the keynote address by Robert O'Neill, one of the most decorated veterans in our military, former Navy SEAL. What a pleasure to speak with you. Hello, Robert.
Frank, thank you for having me. I'm excited to get out to Tennessee.
Well, I've been watching some videos about all of the different awards and things that you've received in your military career. First of all, tell me, how did a kid from Montana get into the Navy? Shouldn't you be in something with no water?
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of funny, too, because Montana is actually what we call landlocked, you know, no access to the ocean. I actually joined the Navy on an kind of out of luck. I learned early on in my career, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, because I went down to the recruiting station to join the Marine Corps because I had a bunch of friends that were Marines, and as luck would have it, he wasn't in the office. And the Navy guy said, what are you doing here? And I said, I want to be a sniper. And he said, well, we have snipers in the Navy. I didn't believe him because I thought they were just on ships. And he showed me a video about the field. And I was like, you know, that sounds, it looks hard, but it sounds fun. And I went for it.
Well, cool. I think also we're being joined on the phone by Rob Clapper.
That's correct.
Now, Rob, tell me a little bit about yourself. I know all about Robert O'Neill.
Well, then there's nothing else to really talk about. That's why you got 1,200 people coming to the auditorium is to see him. I was fortunate enough to serve with some of the finest and greatest men in uniform. I was on the officer side of the house, but in 2001 was assigned a U.S. Army Special Operations Command as a Special Operations Officer, and then went on to deploy to Afghanistan and later on to Iraq. My career path was very typical of a Special Operations Officer. I was fortunate enough to come back, for the most part, in one piece. One operation we did in early Afghanistan, we were very fortunate enough to actually come back at all. That earned a Bronze Star with Valor. A couple years later, with an operation in Iraq, was fortunate enough also to return from that one. So I have a similar background on the Army side as Rob, in the sense of some of the schools we went to, some of the training we did, and the guys we served alongside. That's kind of what got me to Your Grateful Nation. Mm-hmm. I've got a very unique path from the point I retired in 2006. I ran Chambers of Commerce for a little more than 8 years in the Southeast, my last one being in Washington, D.C. area.
We're talking with Robert O'Neill and Rob Clapper, who represent Your Grateful Nation, the corporation that supports Special Operation Heroes, their families, and also provides executive-level mentoring, transitional services, and that sort of thing.
It's a 501c3 public charity that was established to help guys like Rob and I make a successful transition from the special operations community to executive-level positions in corporate America. And it's a multi-step process, but it's essentially, as you can imagine, a continuum of care. We basically identify somebody who's looking to get out, and then we provide them with support, skills training, resources, and in a lot of cases, some health resources for both the service member and their family, so that as they go through the process, it's successful for not only the individual, but the entire family unit at the end. And then ultimately, we measure success by job placement. We're fortunate enough to have about 125 mentors from across the country that we use. And then most importantly, we've got about 35 employers that have stepped up and are providing your internship, skills training, or financial support to help each one of these through the program. It takes about $10,000 per individual to get through this program. So, you know, we're very thankful for our sponsors and our supporters.
What's amazing to me, and we're talking with, that's Rob Clapper. We also have Robert O'Neill, the highly decorated Navy SEAL on the phone, is as someone who does not have a military background, I'm thinking of it the other way. From the corporate world, it makes perfect sense to have the Navy SEAL come up and speak to us about how success is not purchased, it's rented, and we'll get to that. But now you're flipped it on me, and you say, wait a minute, the corporate world can also help our military heroes, and that is what Your Grateful Nation is about. That's amazing.
Absolutely. I mean, your caliber of candidate that each one of these guys, how they present themselves, is phenomenal. I mean, it's far better than going to any kind of job hiring seminar. You've got somebody who understands pressure, who has found success at multiple levels. And if you really look at it from a special operations, let me make sure that I clarify, we only work with special operations service members. But if you look at the special operations typical warrior hero. Each one of those is an Olympic athlete and essentially a Harvard graduate.
Yeah.
Most of these guys speak 3 and 4 languages, and they've pushed their bodies to the extreme and found success at each turn. What's funny is when you take them out of that environment, they're like all of us. When we're taken out of an environment that we've grown up in, most individuals we work with don't know what the next chapter is supposed to even look like. And so our job is to make sure that they know what that chapter looks like and then help them land on their feet successfully.
Well, amen to that. I mean, we're blessed to have a former Special Forces guy here working for us. He was an interrogator in Afghanistan, and man, he knows his stuff. Well, let's talk now. Robert O'Neill, the highly decorated Navy SEAL, is here. I mentioned a moment ago that quote that has stuck in my head already. I mean, just in the brief time that I've been reading up and researching you, that quote about how success is not purchased, it's rented. Robert O'Neill, tell me about that.
Yeah, this is something that I was thinking about, how it's, you know, success is not purchased, it's rented, and the rent's due every day. When I'm a public speaker, I talk to a lot of people, and I make it a point to, when I'm introduced, have them talk about my awards. I've been awarded 2 silver stars for gallantry against the enemy, 4 bronze stars with valor against the enemy, a couple other ones for valor. But I bring them up to prove a point. I'm proud of them, but they're in the past, and they're not doing anything for me right now. So that's where we don't look back to measure our success, look forward to measure our potential. And
wow.
It's all about looking yourself in the mirror every day and moving forward with it. And that's just it's kind of one of the things that I learned in the Navy, preparing for war and in war. It's kind of, you know, just the little things that make people successful, like being good to your team, being nice to people, not abusing your power, learning, you know, the difference between being prepared instead of over planning. And at the end of the day, the most important thing is never quit, because people have a tendency to quit when they're 98% of their goal. They don't even realize it. So
no
that's
kidding.
Kind of the theory on success that I've come up with.
You know, that is so true and so valid right there. The ones who make it are really the ones who just keep trying. They keep picking themselves up after being rejected.
Well, yeah, that's what's important, too, is learning from failure. Failure is a great teacher. People fail every day. It's just a question of whether or not they admit it. You know, I was thinking about the other day, if you want to learn about success, ask a successful person. But if you want to learn about failure, ask an even more successful person.
Wow.
Because if you fail and learn from it, admit you failed, then how am I going to learn from this? How am I going to teach my team to learn from this? And hopefully we don't do it again. But if we do fail again, guess what? It's okay.
Just keep picking yourself up.
Absolutely.
Well, this is going to be a great night at the Best of Blunt Awards coming up on November 6th. It's going to be at the beautiful Clayton Center for the Arts, which is an amazing facility, by the way, guys. It starts at 5:15 with an hors d'oeuvres reception, award ceremony at 6:30 on that Thursday night. And then 7 o'clock sharp, Robert O'Neill takes the stage with a great motivational speech, which can be applied to business of all kinds. And, of course, the Blunt Chamber is the ones putting this on, but everybody's welcome.
Yeah, we're very excited. I can't wait to get there. It's going to be a pretty big crowd.
So let me throw back to Rob Clapper for a moment. As you proceed and help guys, really that same mentality that Robert O'Neill was just talking about is when your military career ends, you cannot rest on those laurels. You have to keep picking yourself up. Tell me how that applies to your great foundation, your grateful nation.
We're going to measure success by placing guys into successful situations as they start this new chapter. The reason we exist, the reason our foundation is in existence, and the reason we have the process we do is a lot of these guys coming out don't know what they want to do or what they're truly trained to do. If you put them in the right situation in the middle of a combat zone, they know exactly how to perform and how to act.
Right. There's not a lot of sniping jobs in the boardroom.
No. Actually, it's probably, if you think about it, that's probably most boardrooms are more dangerous. Because normally, you know, at least where we were, we kind of knew where the bullets were coming from. A boardroom, you never know where you're going to get hit from.
Right.
But the reality is they don't know what they don't know. I use that term fairly often because part of our job is to expose them to opportunities that we know they're trained for and then ultimately help prepare them. And we do that through mentoring and resume support and skills gap training and assessments. But at the end of the day, it's to make sure that if they don't want to carry a weapon, if they don't want to, you know, step into the defense contracting world, and they want to go out and they want to do something in corporate America, that we help prepare them for that next opportunity.
Give me some specific examples of careers that guys have gone on to after participating in your grateful nation.
We had a retired Air Force Special Operations officer who went through the program right after retiring. He had about 6 different job offers in the industrial services profession, but basically ended up being an operations director for half of the continental United States for a large-level industrial supply firm based out of Virginia.
A lot of logistics type of stuff?
Yes, but it doesn't necessarily have to just be logistics. Okay. It can be operational planning, strategic planning. We found a lot of success with guys looking into really commercial real estate and things that are individually driven, because every one of these guys has proven that they can push themselves to the limit. Mm-hmm. And so we looked at that. So you have operations directors. We had somebody walk into a national sales director position. And then we have actually a handful of folks that step into other positions in the corporate world, corporate security, and helping firms manage threat assessment and risk analysis, because that's also another part of really what most every one of these guys has been trained to do. It's like any organization. You got folks that are great back office operations folks. You got folks that are great out front on the sales front, and then you've got everything in between. So we spend a whole lot of time identifying where that strength really is, and then we go after firms and companies that are looking to hire those kind of guys. The last thing I would say is the technology industry is extremely supportive and has been a great opportunity for us to put people in, because they're looking for folks who can react very quickly, analyze a lot of data very quickly, and make a decision. And so Silicon Valley and a lot of technology firms have been very hungry for the caliber of candidates that we've been putting out.
We're talking with Rob Clapper and also Robert O'Neill, the highly decorated Navy SEAL. Now, Robert O'Neill, before we wrap up, I want to hear a little bit about some of the, the down and dirty. You rescued people in Somalia. You rescued people all over the globe. Let me hear some of those stories.
Well, yeah, we were fortunate enough to be in a spot. I was at SEAL Team 6 for 8 years, and I was lucky because I got to work every day with people that were better than me. That was just the way I thought about it, and a lot of the other guys felt that way. And, we started off with everybody. And believe me, there are people out there with much more dangerous jobs. We've got infantry and then Marines that are out there, walking through minefields. So we started out kind of like them, just fighting the fight and taking it to the enemy. And then as the war progressed, stuff started happening around the world, and they started calling us for more high-profile missions. So I was lucky to be there. They called my team to rescue Captain Richard Phillips in April of 2009.
That's the one they made the movie, right, with Tom Hanks?
They made the movie a couple years ago, maybe a year ago, yeah. Great movie, too. I liked Tom Hanks, did a really good job. They made SEALs look good in that movie. But, yeah, I was able to be a part of that. And there was other stuff that we did here and there. We pretty much operated in all around the world, and, the guys still continue to do it today. There's a couple I can't touch on. But
sure. Well, tell me about the movie with Mark Wahlberg.
That was actually, it was Lone Survivor. And Mark Wahlberg played the part of Marcus Luttrell, and he was a lone survivor. He was part of a four-man SEAL team that went out into the Korangal Valley, eastern Afghanistan, Konar province. They were ambushed by a big group of Taliban fighters, and three of the snipers were killed. A rescue helicopter was shot down, killing 20 Americans on board on June 28th of 2005. And actually, I was at SEAL Team 6 then, and I was actually in Afghanistan then. And we were part of the mission until the helicopter got shot down, and they actually had us go in to get to the crash site, but they wouldn't fly us because helicopters were being shot down. So we actually spent 4 days wide awake walking through the most dangerous part of the world, as far as I'm concerned, the Shuriak Valley and the Korangal Valley in eastern Afghanistan. And we spent a few days. We did find the Taliban, and we hit them with some airstrikes. And then my squadron was recovering the bodies. And then I was actually part of the team that rescued my dear friend, Marcus Luttrell.
See, and that's what I'm talking about. Is I'm reading in your bio, all right, you were on this mission and you were on that mission. You were on two different missions that were made into movies.
At least.
At least. What did you guys think of the movie about the capture of Osama bin Laden?
I don't even have any comment on that.
I think that there's always going to be speculation. And I think it was probably a good depiction of the operation as the world knows. So to back up on something Mr. O'Neill talked about, he and I intersected each other. I mean, the helicopter that was actually shot down going in to rescue that SEAL team, all of the pilots were my neighbors. I think we draw on our own experiences. Hollywood tends to, they enjoy, obviously, a good story. For Rob and I, it's just a matter of hopefully they get, we go for the 60%. Hopefully they get 60% of it right.
Amazing.
I will say this, though, if you want to know what a gunfight in the mountains of Afghanistan looks and feels like, watch Lone Survivor.
The Mark Wahlberg movie.
Marcus did a great job advising on that. Marcus is actually in the movie, too. And then Wahlberg did a great job. All the actors did a tremendous job of depicting Navy SEALs. I'd highly recommend that one.
Well, the Best of Blunt Awards coming up on November 6th. You can find out more at bluntchamber.com and order your tickets by calling 983-2241 or online. They're also offering free tickets to active and retired service members with an option to buy the hors d'oeuvres ticket. So a free ticket to come see Robert O'Neill speak at the Clayton Center for the Arts. Definitely look it up at bluntchamber.com. Gentlemen, any parting comments before we play Taps and say dismissed?
No, Frank, thanks for your time today. It was great talking to you.
We've been talking with Rob Clapper and Robert O'Neill, both involved in Special Forces and helping out with the Your Grateful Nation, which is a foundation that helps guys like that find placement in the corporate world. And they're going to help out guys in the corporate world learn from the benefit of their military training at the Best of Blunt Awards. Thank you again, gentlemen. We appreciate your time.
Thanks so much. See you soon.
Thank you.